Governor Cuomo says the tax overhaul plan and the proposal to eliminate state and local tax deductions from federal income taxes would be devastating to New York.
And it is a tax increase plan, period. Period.
And Cuomo says he might sue.
I believe it's unconstitutional. I believe it's illegal, and I would challenge it as double taxation.
E.J. McMahon with the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, says Cuomo's characterization of the tax overhaul effects, though, is not completely accurate.
It doesn't hurt the middle class, which was one thing the governor claimed, by the way. He said this was going to eradicate the middle class. Well, that's absolutely untrue. The problem, the best way to describe this tax plan's impact on New York is that it would disrupt the state's tax base in some way, fairly significantly.
McMahon says New York's wealthiest could potentially be the biggest losers under the income tax part of the proposal because they pay relatively high state and local taxes. Even the proposed new, bigger standard deduction would not make up for the loss of the local and state tax deductions. New York depends on higher income earners for a significant share of state revenue to keep the budget balanced. Wealthier New Yorkers would benefit from other proposals, like the elimination of the estate tax. McMahon does attempt to analyze, based on the limited details available, what the changes could mean to a typical New York middle-class family. And he finds that even with the loss of the state and local tax deduction, many would save a small to moderate amount of money. First, he looked at numbers downstate, where salaries are higher and the cost of living is higher. He chose the Suffolk County hamlet of Ronkonkoma to use as an example, where the average family income is $137,000.
Despite losing the deduction for state and local taxes, they end up with about the same taxable income. They only end up with the same taxable income if, here's the big if.
If the family is allowed to keep their mortgage and charitable deductions in their current form. Republican leaders in Congress have talked about substituting some kind of a tax credit instead. If mortgage and charitable deductions don't change, then the Ronkonkoma household would come out slightly ahead.
That family would, before even thinking about the child credit, which is another issue, would save about $1,300.
With the child credit added, the hypothetical household could save around $2,000 in taxes again. And there are other variables. The personal income tax brackets would be condensed from 7 to just 3, and it's uncertain where those transitions would fall. McMahon also ran the numbers for a typical upstate middle-class family, choosing the Albany suburb of Latham, where the median income is around $83,000. They would potentially make out better, saving from $1,500 to $2,800 on their taxes. But if they don't have children in the household, they might only save $450. State Controller Tom DiNapoli, whose office did an in-depth analysis of the federal tax proposals in July, says there are so many uncertainties as the process goes forward in Washington that it's really hard to pinpoint the exact effects on all New Yorkers. But he says there is a trend in the proposals from President Trump and Congress that seems to favor Republican-dominated states over Democratic ones.
There's every reason to be very suspicious that in the long run, what really is being proposed is a shift of resources and advantages away from, I hate to use the phrase, but I will, blue states like New York, and have it go to other states.
And he says he expects New York's politicians to keep speaking out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.